next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Special for those guys.
Ohtani smokes this ball to right center field, off the wall. Throw from Conine is late, and it's a screamer of a double to start this ball game.
Now, the beginnings are not that amazing. Shohei Ohtani, who has been an unbelievable baseball player ever since he entered the major leagues, and of course he became a Dodger after being an Angel for so long, and he, you know, in case you do not follow baseball, what has been so amazing about his career is that he is a superstar top-of-the-pack hitter and a superstar top-of-the-pack pitcher, which is absolutely unheard of in the sport. That's like, for you football fans who maybe don't follow baseball, that'd be like somebody who is like best quarterback in the league and also the best safety in the league. Playing both in every game. Or not every game, because you don't pitch every game, but kind of like that. Well, this year, he's recovering from an injury, so, you know, they're from some medical work, so he's not pitching this year. He's only hitting. But for somebody to be fast and steal bases and with power hit long balls, just as a hitter, just on the hitter side, is unheard of. So in the game last night, Dodgers are playing Miami Marlins, and they, you know, he doubles in his first at-bat in the top of the first inning. So in this game, he's sitting on 49 stolen bases and 48 home runs. Okay? 49 stolen bases and 48 home runs. That alone has never been done before. Just to put it in perspective, there's only six people that are in the 40-40 club in a season. Six people historically, including him. Okay? Jose Canseco, 42 home runs and 40 stolen bases. Barry Bonds in 96 had 42 home runs and 40 stolen bases. Alex Rodriguez in 98 had 42 and 46. Alfonso Soriano in 2006 had 46 home runs and 41 stolen bases. Ron Acuna Jr., who's amazing, last year had 41 home runs and 73 stolen bases. I mean, and then Shohei Ohtani, okay, who was sitting at 48 and 49, which is unbelievable. I mean, that just doesn't happen, especially for somebody who also pitches. He was the best of already history, right? The most of each category that anybody had historically was 41. If you hear the numbers, A-Rod had 42 and 46, actually. So for somebody to be at 48 and 49 is already amazing as a season. But nobody expected what was going to happen last night. So, you know, top of the first, he gets a double, no big deal. First thing he does,
there they go. Throw to third. Beats him, but he got his foot in.
He steals third base.
The 50th for Ohtani.
Easy. No problem. Stole third base. So he's sitting at 50 stolen bases and 48 home runs. Okay? No big deal. Okay? And by the way, the throw did beat him, but he managed to kind of wiggle his foot around it as he was sliding in. I mean, it's just kind of weird. Okay, so top of the second.
That's a base hit to right field. Ohtani's 2-for-2. Muncy's headed for the plate. Conine's throw's cut off.
Two hits. So far, one RBI and one stolen base. No big deal, okay? And again, he comes up and he's at first.
How about 50-50? How about 51? Into second with a stolen base. His second of the game already.
Two stolen bases so far in a game. A game. No big deal. So he's at 51 and 49. All right, top of the third.
Slashes his third hit of the game into the left center field gap. Lux in to score. Here comes Páez. Ohtani heading for third. Relay is in time.
They did get him at third after a double, so he got, you know, thrown out. But again, at this point, he's got three hits, so he's 3-for-3. He's got three RBIs. He's got two stolen bases sitting at 51 and no home runs sitting at 48. All right, top of the sixth.
Otani sends one in the air, deep right field. He's in a world of his own.
A bomb to the upper deck. 35
years of Dodger baseball, Shohei Otani. His 49 home runs matching Sean Green for the most in a single season.
By a Dodger.
And he's one shy of the first 50-50 campaign in baseball history.
Top of the seventh. So he's sitting on it. He needs another home run, right? He's sitting on it.
On a 1-2, Otani sends one in the air. The other way. Back it goes. Gone! One-of-a-kind player. One-of-a-kind season. Shohei Otani starts the 50-50 club.
He's the only guy in that club. He's got 51 stolen bases at this point. He's got 50 home. We're not even through the season yet. There's 162 games in the season. We've played 126. He's still got 36 games to go. Who knows what could happen? And so last night, he's sitting it. He's got 5 for 5. So 5 hits in the game. 7 RBIs, 2 stolen bases sitting at 51, 2 home runs sitting at 50. He's up again. Top of the ninth, 2 outs. With 2 outs. 2 men on.
Smiling. We all are watching this guy. Oh my gosh! Shohei Ohtani! The greatest day in baseball history!
It's unfathomable what he did yesterday.
This is not real life. He is not human.
Six for six. Six hits. Now, in order to see, here's the thing. In order to get that many at bats, you have to have teammates who are doing well, too. And of course, the final score in this game was 20-3. But 10 of those were off of his bat. 10 off his bat. So he's got 6 hits, 10 RBIs, 2 stolen bases for 51, 3 home runs for 51. And again, we're only 126 games into the season. There are no words. There's no superlative strong. And listen, I'm a huge St. Louis fan, so I'm a huge Albert Pujols fan. You know, I'm going to have to say it, one of the greatest players in history. Shohei Ohtani is. I mean, there's no argument. There's no argument. He's the greatest player in history. Nobody's even come close to it. And part of, if you don't get baseball, I'll just give you like one little insight into why this is so special. Because people who are powerful and hit home runs aren't fast, typically. That's the mix. That's why the mix is so interesting. Fast enough to steal bases, strong enough to hit home runs. But also, just from a numerical perspective, if you hit a lot of home runs, that means that you're not on first base as much. Somebody who hits singles, Ron Acuña Jr., and doubles and home runs, okay, he's got power. But he's on base a lot, and when you're on base a lot, hitting singles or getting walks, then you have more opportunities to steal. Okay? So that's why it's so special. And when you're hitting a lot of home runs, you're not on first base enough to steal second. So getting both is kind of, they work against each other in the series. More opportunities to steal means less home runs. More home runs means less opportunities to steal. So if you hear, you know, your baseball people or your work people talking about this today, and I wanted to make sure you go to work today, and if you're not a baseball fan, you kind of get a mild sense of what's going on. And if, of course, you are a baseball fan, you're losing your mind over this because this is genuinely an unbelievable feat. 517 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are needing to sell or buy a house or thinking about it, which I think is a lot of, you know, once you know you're going to buy or sell, you know, probably that by that point you've already got a realtor. But if you don't, or if you're maybe wondering if, you know, you maybe could have somebody who's going to help you a little bit more, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're fantastic. I was just texting with her yesterday, and she was telling me she was at a realtor's conference, and one of the things she was saying is that one of the things they told them is that roughly half of all realtors sell less than one house a year. About half of all realtors sell less than one house a year. She sold 100, well, and her team sold 175 homes last year. So, and there, listen, there are a lot of really good realtors who sell 5 to 10 homes a year, which is actually really, really good. You know, one every other month. Meanwhile, her team, they're putting down 3 a week. right? So the reason that's relevant is, do you want somebody for whom this is an occasional thing in terms of their like success rate and getting the job done, or do you want somebody who does it so routinely that it's like muscle memory? Getting the right price, finding the right buyer, matching the two together, getting you all the way through that long process till you get closed on a house and you turn over the keys or you acquire the keys. The more that you do it, the more expertise you get. And they, like I said, 175 homes last year. They're sitting, I think, at 123 so far this year. So very consistent, very high volume. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like CEMEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
Sweet chocolate reward, sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
God hates me, that's what it is.
Hate him back, it works for me.
And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear.
I cannot hear this song without picturing the sequence of auditions in Pitch Perfect, including the little girl who talks too low and who talks about burning down the house and all that stuff. Anyway, 522 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David.
Well, good morning, Andrew. A DNA test was done on the body that was suspected to be that of the Kentucky I-75 shooting suspect Joseph Couch. The results came back inconclusive. Officials in Kentucky said Wednesday they'd found a body they believed it was Couch near where that shooting off of I-75 happened. Apparently we'll have to wait and see what comes of that.
Like... when I was in college, I would have liked the opportunity to return some of my tests as inconclusive.
Right, absolutely.
I'm just not going to answer that.
Just
can we
not
move on?
Sure right now.
Go on.
Profits down at FedEx. Consumers are saving money, apparently, by choosing slower delivery services. Reuters says the shipping company has reported now a steep drop in their quarterly profits. Here's some good news for you. How about that for a Friday? Cancer deaths in the U.S. are down. That, according to a report released by the American Association for Cancer Research, they said the cancer death rate was down 33% between 1991 and 2021.
Oh, well, that's actually very good.
That's a very big drop.
Now, is that just for context, is that a total number, of like an actual number, or is that a population relative number? Because if it's an overall total number, that's good. If it's a relative to the population, like a per capita number, it's even better because, of course, our population has been going up.
I don't have that information, but let me find
Either way, that's quite an amazing number. What'd you say, 33%?
33%, and that's from 1991 to 2021. So.
That's amazing. Over the course of 30 years, we managed to cut the death from cancer rate by one-third. That's, I mean, genuinely, that's amazing news.
We'll take it.
David, thank you so much for the up. And it speaks, I'm talking as a guy who, you know, I lost my mom to cancer. So, you know, pretty That's amazing. 437-1620. Oh, I don't know why, but I'll tell you, I don't fully understand this story, mostly because I've never participated in this particular product. But, you know, 23andMe, the genetic testing thing, personally, I don't really get it. I don't get why people are all that interested. I don't get the genealogy thing. It just kind of that whole concern for my ancestors, it just isn't a thing. It's like, you know, some people like to eat dark chocolate and drink tea and some people don't. You know, just to me, it's like a intellectual taste or curiosity I just don't have. So maybe I'm weird. That's fine. If you're weird like me, that's fine. You can text me. But for those of you who are into it, I don't have any judgment about it. I'm just saying I don't get it. Kind of like I don't get tattoos. I don't understand them. Okay, they're baffling to me. So same thing here. The desire to know your ancestry, to know your genes, and to do all this stuff. You know, well, I'm 8%. You know, from Scotland and 4% from Tanzania. Okay. You know, and what now? Well, I got to change my family crest. Okay. Anyway, so in this particular case, you have this company that has been. You know, everybody knows what this company is. They produce a product that all kinds of people are interested in, and they became. Almost like Band-Aid became synonymous with, you know, became the replacement term for adhesive bandage, right? Nobody ever said, oh, I skin my knee, get me an adhesive bandage, right? You say, get me a Band-Aid, you know, blow your nose and a facial tissue? No, get me a Kleenex, right? Okay. So get a, you know, genetic ancestral test? No, get a 23andMe, right? That's how ubiquitous, that's how they, you know, prevalent they were. And they've never turned a profit as a company, which also I find amazing. All of these companies that are massively successful in terms of knownness and how many people use them and refer to them, and yet they never make money. A lot of your tech companies, you know, never make money, or at least don't make much. And then, of course, some of them make gargantuan amounts of money. At least eventually they do. Okay, so they did an IPO. Their price at IPO day was $10, which was in 2021, I believe, is where their IPO was. In 2024... it has yet to hit a dollar. So massively widespread, popular, used company lost 90% of its valuation since its IPO 3 years ago. Now, everybody on the board has resigned except the founder of the company. And the stock is at 30 cents. It rallied to 36 cents. Isn't that amazing to think about a company that... again, has this level of success, and in such a short period of time, with everything looking up, like you don't do an IPO unless you think everything's going great. They do an IPO, and it just, you know, the bottom falls out, basically. And, you know, I don't have an explanation for you, particularly about why. I haven't followed all that closely. I just thought it was a fascinating thing that a company like that could lose its board, have its stock fall so much over the last couple of years. DNA test sales have dropped off. Okay. A collaboration they had with GlaxoSmithKline last year has now ended, and they had a data breach of 7 million customers, which I can see that being harmful, you know, to your market position. If your thing is DNA history data, and then all of a sudden anybody can look up and see, oh, you are 2% Tanzanian. They had lawsuits, $30 million settlement, $3.5 billion one-time valuation, market cap now $200 million. And they've partnered with Ozempic, apparently, or they're trying to partner with Ozempic to do weight loss drugs. I don't know. You know, you could see all kinds of ways that a gene testing company might partner with others on the basis of their risk factor or something like that. But still, I just think it's a weird American story. 437-1620-527 here on News Radio 92.3. If you need any kind of plumbing work done, heating, electrical, air conditioning, you know, Peden, they will take care of you. They've been here for 55 years along the Gulf Coast. They started, in Panama City? They went east to Tallahassee. They've been going west kind of ever since. Of course, they've been in Pensacola for a long time. But, you know, you want professional service. You want good quality products. You want them to show up on time, do it right, and stand by the product with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Well, you know, that's Peden. That's why they've been expanding. In fact, last year they expanded west to Baldwin County, and this year they've expanded all the way to Mobile. So, again, continuing to grow all along the Gulf Coast. And right now we're kind of, you know, we're in the middle of hurricane season, which means we're at the end of air conditioning season. Not because it's the end of air conditioning, but it's the end of people buying air conditioners because you typically would have bought it, you know, prior to this. Or you start using it real heavy at the beginning of the season when it's hot, like it's been hot, and we're kind of past that hump just a little bit. Then, you know, that's when you use it. That's when they fail. That's when you go buy a new one, or you have to buy a new one. Well, since they're trying to get rid of their stock of AC systems, if you buy an AC system right now and you need one, you know, to replace, and they have it in stock, it's $1,000 off. You know, air conditionings are expensive, okay? Air conditioners are expensive. So $1,000 off right now, and they want to remind you to get your service done on your air conditioning system for the fall, especially again now while, you know, not everybody's doing it. 529 on News Radio 92.3 in Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com, if you want to check it out for more information. Odd little survey, analysis, study, whatever you want to call it. The 10 most politically partisan companies in the country. If you had to name one, John, think of a company that you or a brand, I guess brands are sort of included here, organization that you think of as being highly partisan, highly political. Do you have one that comes to mind at all? Let me give you a little hint of the list. Planned Parenthood is number one. The NRA is number two. And Hobby Lobby is number three.
I was going to say Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is number nine. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Chick-fil-A is number nine. You know, how dare they close down Sundays? You know, like, they're horribly religious, right? And wonderfully yummy. Fox News Channel is number four. NAACP. MSNBC and CNN are number six. Trump Hotels, number seven.
What?
Trump is partisan, but Trump Hotels is
not.
Just a company. Ben and Jerry's. I would have put them higher on the list. The Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC. I'm surprised that Apple and Starbucks didn't make this list.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa, Vice President Kamala Harris, alongside Oprah Winfrey for the Unite for America 2024 live stream in Battleground, Michigan, before a studio audience of people watching at home.
I felt a sense of responsibility. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And with that comes a sense of purpose.
Explaining why she decided to run for president, Fox's Brooke Singman has more.
Vice President also doubling down on her plans for dealing with inflation and the economy despite a rise in costs under the Biden-Harris administration. A new Fox News poll shows that high prices rank as the most important factor driving voters to the polls this November.
The VP visits both Georgia and Wisconsin today. Donald Trump, courting Georgia's voters, saying he will bring the hostages home held by Hamas during a speech to the Israeli American Council National Summit in D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 70 degrees in Pensacola. Well, we're not out of the woods yet as far as severe weather goes. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center watching a depression in the Gulf with about a 40% chance of development over the next week. They're also watching a few systems in the Atlantic. The Atlantic hurricane season lasts through the end of November. Santa Rosa County prison inmate that was already serving life has received a second lifetime sentence for beating his cellmate to death back in 2020. 32-year-old Joshua Gardner was sentenced after a jury convicted him of second-degree murder. Prosecutors say Gardner brutally beat his cellmate, Jose Apario Becerra. He was found unresponsive with facial fractures and a deformed skull. A prison official reportedly said it was the most gruesome thing she'd witnessed in 19 years working for the state prison system. Well, Pensacola's new city manager, Tim Kinsella, will be on the job as of September 30th. That announcement made at a press conference this week. Kinsella tells News Radio that the seeds for that move were planted when he served on the mayor's transition team back in 2022.
I told DC I would love to be your chief of staff. I would love to go through this with you and help you to enact your vision. But yeah, I'm very happy at the university, and I had an obligation to the university to set up the Center for Leadership. And now that the center is set up, it's thriving, it's doing well. And it was just a conversation between us. He had a need, he hadn't filled that need.
And Kinsella says his job will involve running the day-to-day operations of the city, so the mayor's free to look at the bigger picture, come up with new ideas. Kinsella says he'll take a little bit of time to learn the job at first, but he's not afraid to implement changes if he sees that they are needed. Well, Kamala Harris reportedly now leads Donald Trump 50-45% in a new nationwide Florida Atlantic University survey.
Pollster Kevin Wagner says the gender gap has returned to the race.
Harris is doing considerably better than former President Trump with women. And that's a change from when Joe Biden was on the ballot. And you can see that expansion of the support by women voters.
Women favor Harris over Trump by 7 points, while the two candidates are essentially tied among men. Overall, a New York Times Siena poll has the race tied. A new Fox poll has Harris up by 2 points. A new Rasmussen Reports survey has Trump up by 2 points. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Well, several students all across the state of Florida have recently been charged with threatening violence at their schools. Several of those cases right here across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And Governor Ron DeSantis has taken notice. He was in Pinellas County yesterday for a roundtable on condo safety, but he also discussed the rise in threats directed at schools. The governor said it's not a joke to threaten violence at school, and he said he thinks some kids are doing it for attention or because they get a kick out of creating anxiety in the community. The governor did warn, though, that in Florida, you're held accountable for your actions. Well, today's the deadline if you want to make your opinions known for the revamp of Palafox Street in downtown Pensacola. The city planning to redo the crosswalks, add larger sidewalks, add trees, increase the general walkability of the street. The conceptual plans are available online at thenewpalafox.com. You can submit your input there if you'd like to. Again, today, the deadline for that input. The city's hoping to get that project out to bid by early next year. 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warming up into the mid to upper 80s for your highs. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back into the 70s. Keeping sunshine around through the entire weekend. Plenty of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Lows overnight in the low 70s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEARTV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it is 70 degrees right now in Pensacola. Let's get a look at our market report. Your next news at 6 o'clock.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve's interest rate cut sparked a rally in tech stocks. Tesla climbed 7.4%, while Nvidia jumped 4%, and rival chipmaker AMD rose 5.7%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is now up 20% for the year. Apple has released a software update that will implant artificial intelligence capabilities into its virtual assistant, Siri, and automate various tasks. The free update comes about 2 weeks ahead of Apple's original projected launch date. And more from the tech giant. Apple has been warned by the European Union to allow access of its guarded iPhone and iPad operating systems to rival technologies, or possibly face antitrust fines. The EU has given the tech giant 6 months to resolve the issues. If Apple fails to comply, the company could be fined 10% of its global revenue. Futures are slightly lower after the Dow closed above 42,000 for the first time. That's Your Money Now.
Parrish packages are back, and they're featuring the number one compact tractor in the United States, the Kubota L2502 with quick attach loader, Land Pride 6-foot cutter, and Land Pride 6-foot disc, all for $29,999 cash or as low as $385 a month. Doesn't include tax, fees, or insurance. Plus, you get a free pipe top trailer. Visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway. Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. 0% APR financing now through 9/30/24. See them or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
We'll discuss the huge SEC women's soccer tourney headed to Ashton Brosnahan. It's the opening of opera season at the Sanger. Top trendy local stories, sports, market numbers, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. It's Pensacola Right Now, just after 4 weekdays on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Play really bad guitar. It's just pretty pathetic, actually, the amount of, for how many years I've been trying to play it, but I love it. I really like Liverpool Football Club ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I've followed them. So if you're ever looking for me on a Saturday or Sunday, that's in the mornings, that's probably what I'm doing. I'm watching it with my boys. I love getting outside. I love hiking. I just love being outdoors. I love fly fishing, actually. Really enjoy it.
Being outdoors, playing guitar not so well, and being a fan of Liverpool. The last one is the one that sticks the weirdest for me. This was the, I called it kind of jokingly a dating video, dating profile video, that the city put out about Tim Kinsella, the former commanding officer of NAS Pensacola, captain retired in the Navy, and now pending, soon to be, the city administrator for the city of Pensacola. But he does have, just, a wonderful person, a great rich history, and Liverpool. We'll talk with him about that. At least we did yesterday. Tim, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Call sign Lucky, by the way. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, sir. It's great to be here with you.
I think this is the first time we've had you on the air. Not for lack of trying, okay, since you left being the commanding officer at AS Pensacola. I think that's correct. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. Yeah.
All right, very good. So, okay, I want to dig in just a teeny tiny little bit. Guitar playing badly? Fine. Fly fishing, hang outdoors? Fine. Liverpool? Did you live in Liverpool?
No. So it's when I was a kid.
Wait. So you chose Liverpool?
Oh hell yeah! Absolutely.
That's like choosing to be. It's like choosing to be a Phillies fan. I mean.
Stop it!
No, a guy that I worked with in England, a guy who was our cook at the bar I worked with, if you know a Liverpool fan, you will immediately know they're a Liverpool fan, and you can never forget that they were a Liverpool fan. That's like the most defining feature of their personality, right?
Yeah, well, because they'll tell you.
You're right.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
So you adopted them?
It's like somebody told me this about a pair of cowboy boots. Cowboy boots choose you. You don't choose them. And the same with football clubs. They choose you. You don't choose them.
All right. Fair enough. I got you. Now, just for people who may not know, because we're going to talk about your job as a city, but, there's a lot about you that maybe people do not know. And even I sometimes forget, and I apologize that I forget. You are a naturalized U.S. citizen or you were born in the U.S.? I can't remember.
I was born in Griffith Park Hospital in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
In California.
And,
yes.
But you lived a long time in Ireland, and not the UK part of Ireland, not the North, but the Republic of Ireland, the South, right?
That's right. My parents were both Irish, and they met in Los Angeles. My dad had a pub there, and after they were born, they moved back to Ireland, and then I was about a year old.
Okay, and you lived there what through? How long did you live there before you came back to the U.S.?
Through high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, your parents are Irish and he ran a pub and that's how they met in the U.S. before they went back to Ireland. That's a great Irish story, by the way.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it. my dad was in the Merchant Marine for years. He ran away from home when he was 15. He was homeless on the streets of Los Angeles. And then within a year of being there, he owned his own pub. He used to play golf with Jimmy Bishop, Peter Lawford, Dean Martin,
Sammy Davis Jr. Used to drink every now and again with Frank Sinatra. It was just a different time back in Los Angeles back then.
Holy smokes, man. This is why I love talking to you and asking you the sort of the unusual question, because there's always some next story, you know, like some additional story that I never would have imagined. That's amazing. So that's what you grew up around.
So when I was a baby, yeah, there's pictures of me with all those guys out in the golf course.
Okay, so you don't have the memory. You just have the pictures because they moved back to Ireland when you were one. Okay, I got it. Okay, very good.
That's right. Yeah.
And just for kind of context and background, you're a Mustang, right? You enlisted and then you went to the academy later in the Navy, right?
I did. I enlisted because I wanted to go to college, and I couldn't afford to go to college. So I joined up with the intent of trying to get money for college. And I was in submarines for 3 years and then got accepted to the Naval Academy.
And then you went on to fly helicopters, jets? I always forget.
I did. I went on to fly helicopters, the H-46.
That's
in search and rescue.
H-46 is like, that's a Sea Knight, that's a Chinook. What is that? I can't remember.
That's a Sea Knight.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right. Very good. So two rotors. Okay. So you were here. You came through Pensacola. You went to Whiting. You flew H-46 to Sea Rescue. Is that right? Okay.
That's right. Yeah. There's one in the museum that is actually in my logbook.
Yeah. It's a great aircraft. And then you eventually wound up working in the White House as well, right? I mean, like you had a long career, right? Before NAS Pensacola.
I did. Yeah. It was a fun career. Got to do a lot of really cool things, and I didn't work in the White House. I was in the Pentagon, but I was the White House liaison for the Secretary of the Navy.
That's wow. Okay, all the things I think are what I think of as background. Okay, and then of course at NAS Pensacola, you were the commanding officer. You shepherded the base through three massive events, as you and I have talked about many times: the terrorist attack, COVID-19, which also both of those included the base closure, and Hurricane Sally, which dealt $400 or $500 million worth of damage to an already not great well-maintained facility. So you've dealt with a lot of things, and I know that probably 80% of the people that are listening to me right now think I'm mispronouncing your name. But the story is, as I recall, you will live with either pronunciation, but it's your dad's way of saying your name, Kinsella, instead of Kinsella. Is that right?
That's right, because in Ireland, people say Kinsella, and in America, they say Kinsella. So my mother says, let's say it the American way, and my dad says, no, we're Irish, let's say it the Irish way.
Well, I've always taken the view that I will say it the way a person wants it to be said, and, you know, hence the way I say it. So thinking about the future a little bit, how did this happen? You know, I picture you in D.C. sitting around one day talking, and just somebody came up with the idea, and that's how this got hatched, as you becoming the city manager. Is that about it?
So if I could go back to when I was chair of the transition committee.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I told DC, I would love to be your chief of staff. I would love to go through this with you and help you to enact your vision. But I'm very happy at the university, and I had an obligation to the university to set up the Center for Leadership. And now that the center is set up, it's thriving, it's doing well. It was just a conversation between us. He had a need, he hadn't filled that need. And I honestly felt a calling to do it. You know, it's like almost like a civic duty. Myself and Jen, we promised that when we settled here in Pensacola that we would do our best to try and make a positive difference in the community. And this was a great opportunity to do that, to try and shape the future of the community where my children live.
I loved the expression that I had never thought about it this way, but in your, again, at the press conference, you made the comment that this is how you serve the city, by helping empower and enact the vision of the leader that they collectively elected. I mean, I've never heard a more elegant statement of representative democracy than that. You know, that your job is to have, you know, if you want to serve the city, you serve the city by serving the city's elected representative that they put in power to shape the future. I mean, that's just it's a brilliant expression of it. So the question is, what is the job? I mean, DC is going to be the mayor, but what will you do? Like, I really have, I mean, I generally understand, But, for example, do the department heads report to you? Do they report to the mayor? Do they report to the mayor through you? Like, what is the actual architecture of your authority as city manager?
So if you think of it this way, there's the mayor, then there's me, and then essentially everybody else. So the all departments, the airport, the police department, the fire department, all those, they eventually, through deputy administrators, sort of flow up through me.
So you really are the top. You're the top of the chart. Well, I mean, you're the second of the top of the chart, but the chart flows through you.
Yeah, essentially. There's the city attorney that has a sort of dotted line to the mayor, and then the city clerk that has a dotted line straight to the mayor. But if you think of it as me, as I'm looking inward at the city to make sure that the city operates effectively and that I enact the mayor's vision. And then the mayor, and that allows the mayor to look outwards and then think long-term, think strategically and big thoughts and listen to the citizens and do the things that a mayor is supposed to do so he's not mired in the day-to-day running of the city.
Okay. So this actually will free him up from having to have that, you know, micromanagement, maybe not the right word, but too much of his fingers in all of the pies to make sure that things are being done right. You do that, or the city manager does that, so that he can focus on big picture, building relationships, setting direction, and, you know, basically charting out the path while you drive the boat.
Absolutely. That's a great way of putting it. Yeah.
Well, that's a thing that you're familiar with, obviously, as doing, you know, what you did before in the Navy with NES Pensacola. And I know you have said that your job will, which you start September 30th, right? That's when you actually get first day on the job?
That's right.
But yeah, I'm right. Assuming that you're probably already in conversation with Amy Miller and you're probably already learning things to do. But basically, your first job is to get acclimated, right? And to learn and talk to people.
Yeah, I was asked during the press conference, what are my priorities? And my number one priority is to learn, just to learn the people there, to learn what they do, to learn how they do it, what their priorities are, and how best I can help them.
So, you know, I'm a little reluctant to give advice since I don't know how to run a city and I would make a terrible executive. But here's my one piece of advice that I hope you will say, yep, I know that, I'm going to do that. Your first 2 to 3 weeks in any job is the time when you most immediately see the stuff that is, what in the world are we doing this for? and then over time, you just kind of get used to it and then you stop seeing it anymore, right? But it's that very first couple of weeks where you see all the crazy. Pay attention to what's crazy so you don't forget it so you can fix it, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, I hear it all the time. People say, well, when you come into an organization and you're in a leadership position, just sit around for 6 months and don't do anything and learn about it. And I think that's kind of nonsense. You know, if you know how an organization is supposed to run and you come in and you know things just aren't right, then you got to fix them right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, then the longer they just become embedded and then you accept them. And then, you know, you just continue along the course of kind of mediocrity.
Yeah.
So I believe you start as you want to finish.
How did UWF take your announcement? Because you've only been doing that job for 2 years, a year, something like that?
Just almost three.
Oh,
three
okay. Since you left. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. So my colleagues were incredibly gracious, kind, sweet. They were really happy for me because they saw something that I was passionate about. And the university is it's kind of a servant of the community. So it's a natural step for me to go from there to go from here because I'm still serving the community that UWF serves.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. And then the just kind of last question I have for you is, you know, I know, of course, know your wife and I've met your kids a couple of times. But, you know, and Jen is, I mean, she's such a sweetheart, of course. You know, you did like I did. We both married up really well.
That's right.
I am assuming that since I know you to be a pretty wise man, you would never do anything that your wife's not fully on board with. She's fully on board with this and happy with the decision?
Yeah, we talked a lot about it and... I am so very lucky to have, she's my best friend. She's my life partner. She's my soulmate. We don't do anything unless we're in full agreement together. So, yes, absolutely, she supports it.
That's great. Well, any final thoughts? I mean, we're done, but any final thoughts you have for people as they're kind of, I mean, they probably already know you a lot as the former base commander, and, you know, they may have heard some things. And, you know, you are one of those people, and I'll say it, that, you know, the city council doesn't have to ratify your appointment, but if they did, the vote for a 7-person council would be 23-0. you know, people would be voting with both hands and a foot, because I know everybody's very excited about this acquisition. But any last thoughts from you, Tim?
Yeah, this is actually a challenge for you, and I know you're going to do this anyway. The most important thing that government can do, I think, is accountability to its citizens. And transparency, and that accountability has to be done through transparency. So you, as a friend and as one of the best news radio hosts in the country, is to hold me accountable. And I promise that I will do my best to articulate to you whatever your questions are, whatever the issues are.
Well, it's kind of careful what you wish for, but it's the eternal basic paradox that bad people don't want you to ask them too many questions, and the best people, you feel like, why am I bothering? So, but I will do my best, even though I think it, you know, you're least likely to need it. Tim Kinsler, the new city manager for City of Pensacola. Tim, as always, thank you for the time. Thank you for doing this, for serving the community, continue to serve the community, for all your service to the country, sir. I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. 5:54 here on News Radio 92.3, and I really just couldn't be happier than this. This is a great day for the city, and, you know, I mean, I expect great things out of Tim. Hey, if you need to service your import, you've got a Porsche, a Mercedes, a BMW, a Genesis, a Jaguar, a Lexus, you might think you got to go to the dealership. That is not true. You can go anywhere to get the service done, and, you know, by law, actually, there's a federal law protecting you in the freedom to go somewhere other than the dealership. I was just kind of explaining this to someone the other day. He's like, oh, man, love my Acura. Hate having to go to Mobile to service it. I'm like, guess what? You don't. By law, you don't. Anyway, domestics, Bobby Likas will take care of those. Imports, diesel engines, gas engines, you know, you can get anything worked on at Bobby Likas Auto Service. They've been doing it for quite a long time. The original location, of course, the first location on Davis Highway. Now a new location on US 29 right across from the Walmart. Their website, if you want to check them out, look them up and see what else you want to learn about them, carclinicservice.com. That philosophy is like a healthcare clinic, like a doctor for your car. The idea is, you know, you should take your body into the doctor every once in a while, have them inspect it and see if anything's going wrong. Same thing, take your car into the Bobby Likas every once in a while and have them inspect it and make sure nothing's going wrong so they can catch the bad things before they're bad things. When they're like just a little bit bad, and then they can avoid having them become big bad things. Also, if you manage a fleet of any kind, you know, a couple of cars, a bunch of cars, whatever, Bobby Likas services fleets like GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, and Enterprise Fleet Management, among others. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and now on US 29 across from the Walmart.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Boy, what in the hell's the matter with you?
There's a moment in your bones when the fire takes over.
Good morning, 5:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Former President Trump says that Israel has to defeat Kamala Harris while promising to reinstate his travel ban. Trump spoke Thursday at the Israeli-American Council's new national summit in Washington, D.C. He said Israel would have to defeat Kamala Harris. He went on to add that the upcoming election is the most important in the history of Israel.
Yeah, his warning is this repeated notion that if he does not win the election, Israel will not exist in 2 years. It'll be wiped off the map, he claims.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.